Summer Hitop Shinama, 1975, second Shur and Call Shaw, continued.
The Xerzakosov doesn't tell us that if the matzah is such a matzah, that even if it had been chometz, so it would involve another isa over and above the isa chometz, so mimele, you couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. No, it's mashma from the Rosh Hashanah that I say that all that the Xerzakosov implies is that when is it not mekayim the mitzvah of matzeh? Only if the matzeh is that kind of matzeh that had it been chometz, it would be osir only. So it would be osir mishum the isur of chometz. But even if it had been chometz, it wouldn't involve the isur of chometz. Then you're not mekayim the mitzvah of matzeh. Mashiachim in a case where if it had been chometz, it would involve both isurim, then you could be mekayim. So maybe it's a raya neged rabbinim. So maybe that means that according to the rabbonim of Rav Shimon, there is no gzeras akosu of yotzezu sheish that matzah shel teva. You cannot be it. So this pasuk doesn't tell us. This is how Rashi explains. So he says, "Midu vatzim chom mashma the chomi sheish a chometz neibe atoyete beishematz." So in other words, so that means that according to rabbonim of Rav Shimon, so matzah shel teva, even if it had been chometz, so these are chometz would be neig. So it should be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, even though there is another isur over and above the isur of chometz. So that means, according to Rashi, so this yalfuse has no relevance, has no significance, according to Rabbanan Rav Shimon. This yalfuse has relevance and significance only on limit Rav Shimon, but not on limit Rabbanan Rav Shimon. That's one way of explaining it. That's the way Rashi explains it. But there is another way of explaining it. The Gemara doesn't say me machvarte ki derabsheishes that the yalfus and exorzakosu only applies to a case where the matzeh, even if it became chometz, doesn't involve in a chometz. No, that exorzakosu has a much broader scope. That Enoch Haname, the Xerzakosov, tells us that if the matzah is that kind of a matzah, that even if it had been chometz, it would involve another iser over and above the iser chometz, he cannot be kind the mitzvah of matzah. So mele, the etzem Xerzakosov, he can have relevance in Malibe, the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon. But the Rabbine wanted to say that this price accord with the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, "Mach parte ki derav sheishes." There is a diuk haloshen from the loshna braise that the tane of the braise happens to disagree with the rabbanon of Rav Shimon. Because if the tane of the braise had agreed with the rabbanon of Rav Shimon, then he would formulate it differently, and he would say like this. He would mention the same thing. But he would put in another word. He would say like as follows. Talmud Leima, Loseichel of Chometz, Mishi Yisurei, Mishum Bal Seichel of Chometz, Bilvat, Yotzo Ze, Shein Yisurei, Mishum Bal Seichel of Chometz, Bilvat, Elo, Gam Mishum Bal Seichel of Chometz. If the Tanya of this Vaise had agreed with Rabbanon, he should have expressed it that way, he should have formulated it that way. How is it that the Tanya of the Vaise did not formulate it that way? Talmud Leima, Loseichel of Chometz, Mishi Yisurei, Mishum Bal Seichel of Chometz, Bilvat, so it's a raya that the Tana of the Braise happens to agree with Rav Shimon, but it has nothing to do with the Etzem Yalfuse. The Etzem Yalfuse has relevance even according to the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon. But the reason we have a deal kaloshin from the Braise that the Tana of the Braise agrees with Rav Shimon, but the Etzem Din is true, even a little bit of Rav Shimon. But this is not the way Rashi explains. Rashi says, "Midibu vatzim chom mashma ichom mishisa chometz leibiyat einzim shematzim." So in other words, that the Xerzakosov tells us that in matzeh that what is a chometz wouldn't be neig even if it had been allowed to be mischametz. So that kind of a matzeh you cannot be in say. But in matzeh what is a chometz would be neig if it had been allowed to be mischametz. But there would be another iser over and above this chometz would be neig. Doesn't matter. So you still cannot be Mikai in the mitzvah of matzah. So you can be Mikai, I'm sorry, so you can be Mikai in the mitzvah of matzah. It doesn't matter, so you can be Mikai in the mitzvah of matzah. If the Isa Chometz would be Neik, even though there would be another Isa. So then it doesn't matter. Then you could be Mikai in the mitzvah of matzah. This is Rashi. So the Melech, according to Rashi, the whole Tzeres HaKosu of Yotzer Zeshi Mishum Shatim Chometz has significance only a limit of Shimon, and according to Rabbanan Shimon, it has no significance, it has no relevance. But if we explain it the other way, so then the Etzem Din has significance even according to Rabbanan. But the Gemara is saying, Yom Achbar, take it Rav Sheishes. In other words, Rav Sheishes said, I mean, Rabbeinu said, that this Vaisa agrees with Rabbanan. So he says, Machbar, take it Rav Sheishes. That this Vaisa certainly does not agree with Rabbanan. It agrees with Rav Shimon. Because had it agreed with Rabbanan, it would have formulated that thing with a few other words. Bilvad, it would have mentioned Bilvad. So the fact that he doesn't mention Bilvad is a raya, the tale of this Vaisa happens to agree with Rav Shimon. But the same Yalfuse would apply, would be true, even according to Rabbanan Rav Shimon. That's the pshat of the meal. So Nachmina, between Rabbanan of between the Rashi's pshat and the Miris pshat, and most Shem agree with Rashi's pshat, not with the Miris pshat, is whether this Tzeres HaKosu has relevance according to Rabbanan Rav Shimon or not. According to Rashi and most Shem, it does not have relevance according to Rabbanan Rav Shimon. So because of that, Rashi is, he finds other reasons as to why a matzah shel tevel cannot be eitze alim with Rabbanan Rav Shimon. What's the other reason? Mitzvah bo avere. And those Rishonim who say that mitzvah bo avere doesn't apply here, either because mitzvah bo avere applies only to mitzvah of ritzul, like hom or lulev, and not here, or because mitzvah bo avere is only with Rabbanan, as the Ramban says. Some Meila they say in the Chaname that midraise, according to Rabbanan Rav Shimon, can be eitze with matzah shel tevel. And according to some Rishonim, even midrabbanan can be eitze, according to the Ritva here, even midrabbanan can be eitze. Even midrabbanan can be eitze, because mitzvah bo avere doesn't apply to all mitzvahs. But Rashi holds that mitzvah bo avere applies to all mitzvahs. So, and Meila, even midrabbanan cannot be eitze with matzah shel tevel. But Rashi says, why can't you be eitze according to Rabbanan Rav Shimon and matzah shel tevel? Not because of the Alfus and Vosikho of Chometz, but because of Mitzvah Bo'avere. Masha'ikin according to Rav Shimon. So you cannot be eitze because of his special Tzeres HaKosov. But according to the Miri, we don't have to resort to Mitzvah Bo'avere. The same Tzeres HaKosov. He is true according to the Rabbanan Rav Shimon. But the Gemara says, Machbar tekel Rav Sheishes, because Rabbeinu said that the price agrees with Rabbanan Rav Shimon. So we have a deal, Kaloshi, that the price doesn't agree with Rabbanan Rav Shimon. So we saw that there is a machlekes Rashi and the Miri in the pshat in the Gemara machbar tikel Rav Sheishes. So Rashi says machbar tikel Rav Sheishes, and we do bad ksiva machbar tikel Rav Sheishes. So why can't we say like Rabbeinu? Because the posik only implies that if the matzah is that kind of a matzah, that even if it had been allowed to ferment, so the Isa Chometz wouldn't be made with that kind of matzah, it cannot be the kind of mitzvah of Achilas matzah. Masha'in came, the matzah is that kind of a matzah, that if it had been Ischamitz, so it would involve the Isa Chometz. But it would involve another Isa over and above the Isa Chometz, then you can be the kind of mitzvah of Achilas matzah. So that means, according to Rashi, the whole Tzeres HaKosu of Yotzer Zeshi Nisurim Shemartich Uchom Shemartich Otovel can have application only according to Rav Shimon, not according to Rabbanan Rav Shimon. But the Aramir, he explains it differently. Now, as far as the Tzeres HaKosov is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. So in the Chaname, the same Tzeres HaKosov has significance even alive with Rabbanan Rav Shimon. So true, according to Rabbanan Rav Shimon, so Yisar is Chalal Yisar B'Yisar Kelel, but the Tzeres HaKosov tells us that you can be Mikayim, that if the matzah is that kind of a matzah, that in case where it is nischametz, so it would involve an additional iser over and above the iser chometz, then it cannot be mikayim the mitzvah chesmat. That's exactly a concept. So maybe even according to Rabbanan of Rabshim. So true is a halal isa but is a keila. So if this matzah shel tevel had been allowed to be mischametz, then it would be affected with two isur, with the iser of tevel and the iser of chometz. But it would be affected with another iser over and above the iser of chometz. So in the melee, you cannot be kind of mitzvah achilas matzah. So why does the Gemara say machbar take it? Yes, because Rabbi said that the whole that the price called with the Rabbanon of Hachim. So Gemara says no. From the lashon of the price we can deduce that the Tana of the price agrees with Rav Shimon, because in the Tana of the price it agreed with Rabbanon Rav Shimon, so he should have formulated it a little differently, and it should have been written Tamudlei Mal Sechel of Chometz Mishu Yisurei Mishu Mal Sechel of Chometz Bilvach Yotzo Ze Shein Yisurei Mishu Mal Sechel of Chometz Bilvach Elu Gam Mishu Mal Sechel of Chometz. See, the price doesn't say that. So it seems that the Tana of the price said with the Rav Shimon, but the SMD is true even according to Rabbanon Rav Shimon. Now, but most Rishonim disagree with the pshat of the Mitaralani. Rambam says in the formula from the Matzor, Haloch is I. In the Yitzi, the Hibosi Bachelas Matzor, the Asuroi, Kigin Sheroch al Tevel, in my Savishin Shalimutro Tomose, Oishe Gozlo, Zea Klav, Kol Shemi Bochimolo, Birkasamose, Yitzi Bini Hibosi, the Kol Shemi Bochimolo, Birkasamose, Yitzi Bini Hibosi. So the Rambam mentions the Haloch of Tevel. Now the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Shimon. The Rambam passes like Rabbanan of Rav Shimon. That is a halal isa v'sakeila. So really, according to Rashi's pshat, so the sakos of Yotzer Zeh sheyisurei mishpatei chometz is not shayach according to Rashi's pshat. But according to Rashi's pshat, it is shayach. Now, so we could explain the Rambam in two ways. Either that the Rambam agrees in the Shiris HaKosuf, that the Pshat in the Zeres HaKosuf of Yotzozesh in Yisurif Yaltei Chometz is not that only where the Yisa Chometz is not involved, then it cannot be Mikayim. Even when it is involved, as long as it's coupled with another Yisa, so it cannot be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Chilas Matzah. That he agrees with it. Or maybe the Rambam agrees with Rashi's pshat that this Zerasakosuf has no application according to the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon. But as Rashi points out, Rashi himself on top says, Ina mehavu mitzavu maved. So why does he mention mitzavu maved? That this is application according to Rabbanon of Rav Shimon. So Mumele and the Rambam mentions Usul also, it's certainly because of Mitzvah Maveret. So maybe Kshioch al Tevel that he is not Mikayim is also because of Mitzvah Maveret. And the Rambam is in line with Shias Rashi. So the Rambam can be explained in two ways. Either that the Rambam agrees with the Miri, So the reason is why Ochel Tevel is not Yetze is because of this special Zerzak Masuf. Of this special Zerzak Masuf. And Ksuvo is because of Nisabo Matere. Or the Rambam agrees completely with Rashi. That the Pshat in Yotzer Zeshe in Ksuvo Shakir Ochomets implies that only the case where the Isachomets is not involved, that is not the time of Zerzak Masuf. And according to Rabbi Rabbon of Rabbi Shimon, this Achometz is involved, he could be Mikhail, the mitzvah Achles Matzah, insofar as this is a Kosov, of the Zero Achometz is concerned. But for a different reason, he's not Mikhail. The second Pshat, the second portion in Rashi, because of mitzvah, Bovarim. Now, the Arishaini will say, that according to Rabbon of Rabbi Shimon, so he can be Mikhail the mitzvah. Of Achilas Matzah, if he eats a matzah shomer. So he was able to eat it of the Yom Tevel, but he's the kind of mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. And how about mitzvah of Avirah? So the Ritva, that's the Ritva Shini. So the Ritva agrees with Rashi's Pshat that Yotzos Lezichol of Chometz implies Mishi Yisurish Bazichol of Chometz. But Yotzos Zeshein Yisurish Bazichol of Chometz. But also Mishum Baltichal Tevel. So Mimele, that Xerzakosu has no application. And but Rashi says that even according to Rabbon of Hashimen, he's still not Yetze because of Mitzvah Bo Maaveire. So what the Shita is, that Mitzvah Bo Maaveire does not apply to all mitzvahs. Mitzvah Bo Maaveire does not apply to all mitzvahs. Now, so it's a Talmud of the Ritva. Umaato maslis diktone, shen yeitzim bitevel, kirev shime, vichibim shechein, lirabono, isabe vissechol al iser, vissechilel, yeitzim bitevel, vikaim ron kabasai, viavo gar, vididam yol mitzvah bon mavere, kosmo bitaisves, I mean, Tesis here doesn't say it, the loss of mitzvah bon mavere, elo beison shebon ratzis, like coal, vichim bullet, So why does he mention Kol? Because the posik of Mitzvah Avere, the Aloch Mitzvah Avere is the case from the posik Va'aveisen Esapiseach. So we learn out from there that Mitzvah Avere is possibly Kol. And that's Boleratzis. But the Gemara mentions Mitzvah Avere and Gabi Lulev. So he says Lulev is also Boleratzis. Lulev is also Boleratzis. Where do we find that Lulev is Boleratzis? I mean, we cannot give time on mitzvahs, certainly not to the extent of explaining the aloches on the basis of time on mitzvahs. One can mention time on mitzvahs, but not to explain the aloches on the basis of time on mitzvahs. Here he's explaining the aloche in limits, the aloche of mitzvah bo ba'aveire, because of this time. So it couldn't be just as a time on mitzvah. So why do we say that Lulev is Boleratzis? Because we see that the Mikdosh, so Lulev called Shibos to the Raise, and where is it mentioned in the Posik of Usmachtem with the Alisha Malikiah? So in other words, the taking of the Lulev constitutes a certain kind of a simcha. A ruch means like a simcha. So in Mele, that means that it's Boleratzis. Masha'inki mitzvahs that are not boleratzis, so the aloha of mitzvah bo ba'avere doesn't apply. That's the Ritva. Now let's see what the Rambam says. Let's see what the Rambam says. There's very little Chiddush Ramban I'm talking about. Yeah, and this there is a Ramban. Now he said as follows. Nearly the 18 interval, we must have issued a little to Mosse, but she pays on you. We should ask this move for a few years to have Shimon. The kind of Isakir will make it all a visa. The home of the Pesach Kirill, who makes it now, who would also annoy it both. It is a Kirill and it's amazing. You can hear it. The Rabbein Zah, she goes up with her submission in the mind, who hit with the left, which was the man. Misho, Mitzvah Bobabe, who was so sick, and would say, we are a Hamashmaki. So he has the kashas, in other words. So he says, the Gemara, in view of the fact that the Gemara explains, Rav Sheshes explains the thing of the Mishnah, Matzah Shotevul in Ateitze, because it is a Chal Isa, so he doesn't involve his Chometz. The implication being a counter of the Rav Shimon, that this is Chal Isa, so he doesn't involve his Chometz, so maybe it can be Eitze, so the Ri, we pass us like Rabbi Rav Shimon, that is a Chal Isa, Misa Tevul, Misa Meitze, so we should pass him that Misa Tevul, so Matzah Shotevul is Eitze, and the Ri mentions the Aloche, that is not Eitze, we Matzah Shotevul. Because the Rif mentions the Matzah of Mai is it. Why only Mai? So that means Tevu Mamesh, Tevu Deraise, not Mai. So it's not Yitzin. But even Tevu Mamesh, even Tevu Deraise, it should be Yitzin. So it's all Echleima, we should meet Zabor. So in other words, so we have to explain the Rif in accordance with Rashi's Psha, because of Mitzvah Bavavavav. So Melami Deraise is not Yitzin. Vilmatosike, Elopic Zer. So he says, now he doesn't say that mitzvah bo ba'avere applies only to mitzvahs that are going l'ratzitz, like kol menuhe. Then the Ritva says, the Rambam says something else at first. He says, v'tzorech leima, we should mitzvah bo'avere, v'l'motzosikim el'vizeh. We only find that the Gemara applies the whole concept of mitzvah bo'avere to Ixur. Eschika gozul, Ulepa gozul, Matzo gzulo, we can say that, but not to this kind of, to tev, to Matzo shotev. Mitzoh, lemon shemisa abo miyavu, mitzoh sikin al mitzeh, vohoche mashma, hoche bigmor, avo, b'misech Shabbos. Why do we say vohoche mashma, hoche bigmor? Because it's a day chak to assume that the whole aloha of the Mishneh, that the yates in Matzo shotev, is relevant only a limited of Shimon, and according to the Rabbanon of Shimon, it has no application. That's a deichak, it's unreasonable. So the question of Isaiah is, but according to Rabbanon of Shimon, so this sarcosis has no application because it involves the Zahamet. So we have to say, on the base of Mitzvah Bo'avere. So then, from this Gemara, there would be a riot that Mitzvah Bo'avere is not limited to Psulo. It can apply to other things too. Alright. When we start to get a look at the book, Abo, we miss a Shabbos, we feel a little less there. Now, the country I'm saying, when we start to get a look at the book, we all have mashma, hoche big more. Book of mashma, hoche big more on the country, you know. The principle of Aveve applies only to Zulu, not to them. Not the way I said, I mean, sound. So he says, book of mashma, hoche big more, the principle of Aveve applies only to Zulu, not to other Averes. What's the Raya? Because if it applies to other Averes, so why does the Gemara have to mention the Sechol of Chometz? The Sechol of Chometz. Then the Rambam will mention this Raya. But so far, the Rambam says that they are, that from this Gemara it's Mashma, that Mitzvah Averes is limited only to guess. Because if it had applied to other Averes, so when the Gemara, it's when the Price explains the dean of Matzah of Tevel is not Yitzeh. Why does the Price have to mention the Xerzakos Zechol of Chometz that is only that has application only according to Rav Shimon? Why doesn't the Price instead mention Mitzvah Bo'avere? So it's a Raye that Mitzvah Bo'avere applies only to Tevel. Then he says, Avod Mitzvah Shabbos, Tevel Lezer Deirei, Motzosi Birushalme, Raye Dach Mishalme. That even in Shor Averes there is a dean of Mitzvah. Bishuk Motzosi Mitzvah. Shomu Dei Bishor Mitzvah Mishu Mitzvah Mavir Elo Bikor Mubilube. So that's That's the same thing says in the Litva mentions. Shem Haulbo, Suke Tzorbo Loch, Mutetsuo, Martin Olam Shim Savadir, becomes even Loch in Kah. The whom now is not the whom now your shalom is Kah. In other words, that for the your shalom is Mashma, that Mitzavadir applies to Shorabeires, and not Dafke to Kov Mendulev, but to other mitzvahs also. So which Yerushalmi does it mean? So he means that Yerushalmi that I mentioned, I think important one. The Yerushalmi in Perek Vayeret says that if someone doesn't say matzah and he eats it, he's not the kind of mitzvah of matzah, because it's a mitzvah of Vayeret. And the Rosh mentions Allah, the Rambam also mentions matzah tzulo, you're not the kind. Then the Yerushalmi says, suppose it is Shabbos, and it's made in the matzah and the soy consists in the achille. So food achille is the anoche. So then it's the kind of mitzvah of matzah, even though he was even the isar of itzoy of the damas meshusarab. So the Yerushalmi says the kashe, why is this different than matzah of sukkah? So the Yerushalmi says tamon hamatzah yavere bram hochein hamatzah yavere. So that was there. Then when he doesn't say matzah and he eats it, so the matzah is not there. Mashem can hear when he's mitzvah matzah b'shus harabim, it's Friday night. The first night of Pesach is Friday night. And he's mitzvah the matzah b'shus harabim, and the hanoche is done. Food achile. So the matzah is not there, the gavre doesn't have it. The matzah is not there. I mentioned the pshat I heard from my father, that mitzvah bon avere is not based upon the fact that the gavre does not avere, but rather upon the fact that there is a shamefully vay of avere on the chetzi. And my father answered the kasha with hasfino, because sukkah also bereish hasfino, so it's not yetzi. But sukkah that is sukkah psuo, she also bereish hasfino, so it's not yetzi. But sukkah psuo, she also not a karko, he is yetzi. Why? Because Kala can be jealous. So, but the Rambam paskins that if someone is gizel karake mechaverei, so he's able to sizzle. So we see, Lois karake mechaverei only implies that the dimming of zele don't apply to karake. He's not mechuyah bitashlumi, but he's not keine the karake that he does it, because kolich and nisim is in more nisim. But a Nisa Gezel there is. So since a Nisa Gezel there is, how could it be Yitze with a Sukkot Zulo? She also mal gabi karke, it's a Mitzvah bo Avera. So my father said, Mitzvah, with this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says here, Tamon hamatzein Avera. Bram hochein hamatzein Avera. So why is the pshat? That Mitzvah bo Avera is not based upon the fact that the Gavro does not Avera. No, Mitzvah bo Avera is based upon the fact that the Heftzet shall Mitzvah is a Shem Levi of Avere. So Psuo is a Shem Levi of Avere, the Hefze. The Matzah is because Mashiach came when he's made to the Shusarabi. The Gavra does not Avere, but you can't say that the Matzah has not a Shem Levi of Avere, it's not Avere, the Matzah. A Matzah of Psuo is not Avere, the Matzah. But when someone is made to a Matzah, the Shusarabi, on Shabbos, it's not an Avere, the Matzah. It's not an Avere, the Matzah. So here two is able to see so. So the Gavra is able to sigzul, but the Hefze is not Pizeles. So Mele, a Sukkot Zul al Gavi Karake does not have a Shem Nubai of Avera. So that's the Yerushalmi. So he says, from this Yerushalmi we see two things. First of all, we see that the Aloha of Mitzvah Bom Avera is not limited only to the Avera of Gezer. It applies to other Averas also. We all write that the Yerushalmi is the Kash. That Yerushalmi is the kasha. Why is the matzah psulo is not yetzer? And the matzah shiritzion is just a rabbi on Friday night. He is yetzer. So why, if we are going to say that the whole concept of mitzvah from avere applies only to the avere of gezel, not to other averes, so the Yerushalmi no kasha at the very outset. Now, shouldn't we say that this is the Yerushalmi's teretz? The Yerushalmi says, Tamon hamatzi yavere, bram hochein hamatzavere. So that, according to my father's pshat, This is what Yerushalmi is saying, that Mitzvah Avera does not depend upon the Avera of the Gavre, but upon the Shem Levi Avera of the Hefze, of the Hefze of Mitzvah. So by Gezel, there is a Shem Levi of Avera in the Hefze. The matter is exulah. But when someone is Mitzvah Masel Yishas Rabin, there is no Shem Levi of Avera in the Hefze. True. So the Rambam doesn't contradict this Pshat Yerushalmi. But even so, so the Yerushalmi is saying that there is no Shem Levi of Aveira of Yisrael in the Hefze. You can't say the Matzah that one was Mitzvah Shes Rabbi is an Osa de Gematzah. It's an Osa de Gematzah. Since when is it Osa? It's Osa to carry it. But it doesn't mean it's an Osa de Gematzah. It's not Aveira de Gematzah. But by Gezel, so there is a Shem Levi of Aveira in the Hefze. So mainly the Ramban holds now the Tebel also has a Shem Levi of Yisrael in the Hefze. Because the Hefze is also Bachira. So the Mele, it has a Shem Levi of Yisrael in the Hefze. So Matzo Shehitzel Yishus Rabim does not have a Shem Levi of Yisrael. Masheikin, Matzo Shel Tebel, so there is a Nisa Hefze in the Matzo. The Matzo is a Nisa, not something a Matzo. It's a Matzo Asur. So the Mele, there is a Shem Levi of Yisrael in the Hefze. Shem Levi of Yisrael in the Hefze. Now, whether it is, but Adavuche, so we can deduce from that Yerushalmi, that the Haloche of Mitzvah Avera is not confined to the Avera of Gezel. Because if the Haloche of Mitzvah Avera would be confined to the Mitzvah of Gezel, so then the Yerushalmi wouldn't have any kasha at the very outset. Why would Yerushalmi ask as a kasha? As to why we say the Gabi Matzah Zulu Yinat Yeitzeh, and the Gabi Matzah Sheitzeh Lishis Rabin, and the Aveire of Yitzoye was done through the Achille, is Yeitzeh. But then it's not an Yisrael of Gezel. So we see that Mitzvah Aveire applies to all Aveires. But even though it applies to all Aveires, there has to be Shem Levi of Aveire of Yisrael in the Hefetzeh. So Mimele, the Ramban holds, the Tevu also has a Shem Levi of Yisrael in the Hefetzeh. This is what he said. Aber mit kommen okay. Kashi hat Reisel Rabbi Yechon Yisrael Chomish und Shisurim Shemartzei Chochomets. So in other words, on one hand he deduces from our Gemore that the din of that Mitzvah Bo Maveire applies only to the Yisrael of Gezel, not to other Aveires. So he says, but from the Yerushalmi, it's mashma that it applies to other Averis also, because if it wouldn't apply to other Averis, the Yerushalmi would have no kasha at the very outset. So then he asks, so then this Gemara is difficult. Since the Averis, the Aloch of Mitzvah Averis, applies to all Averis, so Matzah Shel Tebel shouldn't be Yetzer because of Mitzvah Averis, as Rashi says. So why does the Gemara have to resort to the Pasuk? Because of Mitzvah Ma'aveira, because of the general principle, he cannot be it. Or he says, "I'm coming to Kasha Avraisa Rabbi Yechon Yisrael Chomish Yisrael Shmatei Chomet." Why do we have to resort to a special pasuk? The pasuk. Yesh lo mitaretz she'ein bitevel the mitzvah abo ba'aveira mipnei shebiyodem isakim. כי דאמרים מסכס ביצה, תבל מוכן מיטל שבס, שימו בה וסיקנה מסוכו. So what kind of interesting? So he says, the reason is why, the Ramban has the cash. Now, we see from the Yerushalmi Shabbos Pirko Yireik that Mitzvah Maveire applies to all Aveiros. As long as there is a Shem Levi of Yisrael in the Hefetz. Here there is also a Shem Levi of Yisrael. Yisrael of Tev, it's it. There is a Nisa Hefetz in the Matzi. It's also Bachir. So without recourse to the Xerxes HaKosim for Fiyotah of Moshech HaChometz, Yosef Zoshim, Yisrael Shadeh HaChometz, he should not be mikayim the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So he says, the reason is why the Gemara has to resort to the pasuk of Moshech HaChometz, Yosef Zoshim, Yisrael Shadeh HaChometz, because we couldn't apply the deal of Mitzvah Maveir and Gabi Tevel, because it's beyond Misake. So what if you're Misake? But I'm feeling it's Misake. If someone eats temple is high, it's Mishamayim. So what if you're Misake? So this is a riot to my father's war, that the whole aloha of Mitzvah Ma'avere is based upon Shem Levi of Avere, Shem Levi of Yisrael in the Hefze. But the Ramban Shita is that his temple is also in Chavtze. So there is a Shem Levi of Yisrael in the Chavtze. So Mele, it should be the Aloha of Mitzvah Mavere should apply. So he says, when is it considered the Shem Levi of Yisrael if there is no way of being Machkiyad in the Shem Yisrael of Chavtze? But if there is a way to be Machkiyad the Shem Yisrael, the Yisrael of the Chavtze. So the Mele, the Chavtze does not have a Shem Levi of Yisrael. So let's say, if it is a kind of Yisrael that has no Tikkun, so then we can say it's Abba. Masha'im can be Yisrael Tevo. So all you have to do is just to take off my stress, and then the Shem Yisrael will be Poka. So the Mele, the Shem Yisrael is not inherent, it's not intrinsic in the matter. If it is an Isser that could not be poka, no matter what you do, it could not be poka, let's say like the Shem Yisrael way. So mainly it's inherent in the matter. Masha'ikin tevo, so it could be poka very easily by being mafis maisres. So mainly the Yisrael that is temporarily affects this matzah is not intrinsic in the matzah. So maybe it's not considered as a Shem Levi of Yisrael. Only that kind of Yisrael that is inherent, that you could never be mafkiaret from the Chavtzeh, is considered as a Shem Levi. But Hevel is not inherent in the matzah, it could be poka. By taking of my stress, so mainly it's not considered the Shem Levi of Yisrael. So since it's not the Shem Levi of Yisrael, so mainly we can't apply the aloche of Mitzvah. So it's an ayah to my father's word. Then he says, so that answers the kashe. Why does the Gemara have to resort to a special droshe? Let Matzah Shel Tevel not be Eitzeh because of Mitzvah Avere. So he says, no, since there is biyodei to bring sake, so the Yisrael is not intrinsic in the matzah. So maybe it's not a Shem Levi of Yisrael. If it's not a Shem Levi of Yisrael, so the Aloha Mitzvah Avere doesn't apply. Then he says, but Visuke, why does the Gemara have to resort to a special Zeras Apostle? The Sukkot Zulo is possible, Chagasuk is Tassilo, without this, the special Zeras Apostle, it should be possible because of the Sabbath of the Sukkot, So that's one Losh. So one Losh in the Ramban is that Mitzvah Boma applies to other Averas too, and that it applies to other Mitzvahs. And the reason is why it doesn't apply to Matzah Shel Tevel, because Matzah Shel Tevel does not have Shem Levi of Yisrael, because there is it's beyond the Nisakinus of Yisrael. So the Yisrael Tevel is not inherent, it's not intrinsic in the Matzah. So it's not in real Shem Levi of Yisrael. So maybe Mitzvah Boma doesn't apply. But in any other case, where the Shem Yisrael is inherent, and it could not be Poka, so then Mitzvah Boma is with the rice. Then the Ramban mentions another Loshon. The whole concept of Mitzvah Avere is in the Rabbon Dike concept. Midrash said there is no such concept. He says, Avoriker, Shemiroi, Shemitzvah Avere, Psule the Rabbon Nebu. Vakro the Kabbot, that the Kabbot is Posik Malacha. Vavei Semes Agoso Vesapiseyach. So it's a Posik Malacha, so it could be the Kabbot. Mishmech Leibom Midrash so is Yotzo. Chutz mihane dichsibu mehutem. Sukkot gzulo, not because of Mitzvah Avere. So Sukkot gzulo, and here Matzah Shel Tevel according to Rabbi Shimon, but in Achaname according to Rabbonin of Rabbi Shimon, Matzah Shel Tevel will be Yetzim in the Raise, but with Rabbonin will not be Yetzim. So the Shite of Rashi is, so we have several Shites. The Shite of the Rav Amir is that Matzah Shel Tevel in Ma'alim in Rabbonin is not Yetzim because of the same Zerah Kosu. The Shite of Rashi is no, the Xeras HaKosu of Yotzeh has significance only Alim the Rav Shimon, not Alim the Rabbonon, but Alim the Rabbonon is not Yitzim the Raisim either, for different reasons because of Mitzvah Bor Amire. The Shite of the Ritvo is that Enoch Name called Rabbonon of Rav Shimon, so is Yitzim the Raisim. And Sie sehen, sie mit Reise enden, aber er kommt für Ritwo, er kommt für Rambam. So one was in Rambam is that that mit aber mal wäre mit der Reise. Mit der Reise is is his his mit der Reise der Platz. But here, da wo man sich auf der Wohl, so er kommt aber noch auf China mit der Reise gut bietet. But only mit der Abonnen gut bietet. Und da wollen wir jetzt. And then, another was in Rambam, that no mitzvah rova beres, so mit reise is jetzt. But only the Rabbonon, he is not yet. The Rabbonon not yet. Now, so we see from this Rambam, that the Rambam agrees with my father's word, that the whole aloche of mitzvah rova beres is based upon the shemuvai of avere of Israel Mechet. But still Rashi applies it to Matzah Shel Devil. Why? Because there is a Shem Levi of Isaiah even in Devil. And the Ramban says, no, there is no Shem Levi of Isaiah in Devil. Because it's Biyod Lissaki. Mashaim came in Isaiah. That is not Biyod Lissaki, has a Shem Levi of Isaiah. Now, but whether in Matzah Shel Devil or any Isaiah, even a Isaiah that is not Biyod Lissaki, is to be considered a Shem Levi of Isaiah or not, should be told in another Bachelet Hashemi, whether all is Surah Achille, are is a Heftes or is a Gavis. Now we have a prototype of an Isa Heftes, that's Neder. Neder is a Heftes, that the Gemara says it's a Heftes. We have a prototype of an Isa Gavre, that's Shui. So the Gemara says that Shui is a Gavre, and the Gemara says, because Neder is a Heftes, so because of that, Neder is Chal on Tua Mitzvah. So if someone takes Neder, Kenem suke ze olai bin shive, so he's not allowed to sit in the suke. But it's the vatik la mitzvah, because it's a misachetze. If someone says, shvu o shalim ishi bi suke, so the shvu is not chal. Why? Because shvu is a misagavre. So maybe he cannot be chal on the gavre, li vatik la mitzvah, but on the chetze, it can be chal, even though it is the vatik la mitzvah. So neder is certainly a misachetze. Shvuye is certainly Isagavre. How about Omi Surachir? How about Omi Surachir? Is it Isagavre or it's a Hefte? So it seems that there is a Machlekes. There seems to be a Machlekes between the Rajbo and the Ritvo. And that question, whether Omi Surachir is in Bele and Tevu, I mean, are they Isure Hefte or are they Isure Gavre? So there seems to be a machlekes between the Rashbo and Chilek Aleph, I think is Tshuva Tof Reish Ben Ches. So his shita is, the Rashbo shita is, that all Isure Achille are Isure Chept, not like Tshuva, but like Neder. Now, suppose, what's the question? The question is, now Neder is Chal Levatot La Mitzvah. Can Neder be Chal and the Isa Neve? Suppose someone will take a neder not to eat the Neve. So do we say that the neder is chal or the neder is not chal? Now, if we say there is a loche of an Isa Chal Alisa. There is a loche of an Isa Chal Alisa. Now, so neder is Isa Heft. If we say that the Isa Nevele is an Isa Gavre, some Mele, Neder could be Chal Nisa Nevele. So if someone will say, Kenem, Nevele Zu Olai, so it will be Chal. And the Rashbo in Tshuva Tof Reish Ben Ches says that the Tshuva is Chal, and that the Neder is Chal. If he says, Kenem Nevele Zu Olai, but there is Alocha of Nisa Chal Nisa. I mean, the Rashbo says that it's not Chal. The Rashbo says to the Tshuva that it's not Chal. It's not Chal. Why? Because in Isa Chal Alisa. The Ritvo, at the end of the first pairing, in Idorim, he says that it is Chal, but in Isa Chal Alisa. So the reason as to why the Rashbo says that it is not Chal because in Isa Chal Alisa. The Ritvo says that if one says, Kenem Nevele Zu Olai, so the Neder is Chal, so the Ritvo has the Kashe. I mean that the Svar of the Rashbo, but in Isa Chal Alisa, so he says, no, we cannot apply the Alocha of Isa Chal Alisa, because Neder is an Isa Heftze, Nevele is an Isa Gavre. Nevele is an Isa Gavre. So Nevele, since Neder is an Isa Heftze, Nevele is an Isa Gavre, so Nevele, the Isa of Neder is Chal, and the Isa of Nevele. But the Rashbo and the Tshuva says, that the Yisrael of Neder is not Chalav Nisach Nevela. Why? Because it is a Chalav Nisach, because Nevela is also a Nisach Hefzer. So we have a Machlokes Rishonim, whether all Yisurei Achile are Yisurei Hefzer or they are Yisurei Gavra. Now, so from this Rambam, since the Rambam himself points out that the Halacha of Mitzvah Boma Vele is only Shaya Hifidel is Hashem Levi of Yisrael Hefz. And because of that, he says that in the Raise, by Matzah Shel Tevu, we cannot apply the Halacha of Mitzvah Vele, because Tevu is Migodol Isaki. So that means, since the Yisrael Tevu can be Poka, can easily be Poka, from the Hefze, so it's not intrinsic in the Hefze, so it's not a Shem Levi of Yisrael. So it's not Shem Levi of Yisrael. But the implication being that where we, the Yisrael Achille cannot be Poka, like Nevele, so then it is a Shem Levi of Yisrael. Why? Because it's a Yisrael Hefze. Because in the Ramban Shite had been that all Yisrael Achille. Rishayim, according to the Rishayim, that only Isurei Achille are Isurei Gavre, not Isurei Chepze, so Mele, Mitzvah Aveira has no application. So the question arises against the Ritva here, in Zohi. So why does the Ritva have to say that the reason is why, according to Rabbon of Rav Shimon, who say Yisachar Lisa, so in Matzah Shoter we can meet, is because Mitzvah Aveira is not Shayach. It is only Shayach in Mitzvahs that are boy Meratzes, like Horm and Ruev, not Mitzvahs Matzah. But according to the Ritva Shite, so he couldn't apply Mitzvah Aveira to Matzah Shoter for a different reason. Because it's a misagavya, so it's no nishem levay of misa. So we have to say that this ritvo is chelkan of ritvo levay. And we see in other ritvos that the other ritvo applies the din of mitzvah mavere to other averes also. Because the ritvo levay, let's say, neder is chal of a mitzvah, levak of a mitzvah. So if one says, kenim suke zeolai, kenim esim zeolai, so it's chal. So he's not allowed to take the esrit, unless he's shelo al nidre. But suppose he's not shelo al nidre, so male is not allowed to sit in the sukkah. The question is, suppose he did sit in the sukkah, he did take the esrit, that he asked of the kelim. Is he mikayim the mitzvah esrit? Or is not even mikayim the mitzvah esrit? He's not even mikayim the mitzvah esrit. He's not even mikayim the mitzvah esrit. Why? Because the mitzvah esrit or the mitzvah sukkah. Because if Misavom Avere, so the Ritvo in Nidorim and the Yisef in Nidorim, they both say that if one Asa the Esrik, or if one Asa the Sukkah, be Neder, so it's Neder is Chalva Mitzvah, and suppose he said to the Sukkah, he took the Esrik, so it's not in the kind of Mitzvah. Why? Because it's Misavom Avere. Now, so be Shleim Esrik, or Haidis Bolerazis. But according to the Ritvo here, so it only applies to Korm, the Aloha Misavom Avere applies only to Korm. To Korm and to Lulev. Lulev is in Sanghar, but not to Suke. Suke is not Boleratzeis, and still he says that it's Mitzvah Bomavere. So we see that the Ritva Nidorim is really come this Shite in the Ritva. He's really come the, and this, and the Shite of the Ritva. So in regard to this question, he's also Chelik, because the Ritva Nidorim apparently holds that only Surah Achila and Nisagavre. If it's a Nisagavre, so maybe the Aloha of Mitzvah Avere couldn't apply to it. That is only Shayach if there is a Shemulvay of Viser on the Hefze. And here the Ritvo points out that the reason is why Matzah Shoter, according to Rabbon of Rav Shimon, Yahitze, and we don't apply Mitzvah Avere, because Mitzvah Avere is limited only to the mitzvahs of Korm and Lulev. It doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, why does he have to resort to it? Let him say, because Tevul does not have a Shemulvay of Isa, because it is a Gabre, and there's the Shita of the Ritvo in Nidorim, that Neder is Chalad Isa Neveimah, because he is Chalik and the Rashbo. So we see that the Ritvo in Nidorim is Chalik and the Ritvo is Chalik and the Ritvo is Chalik and the Ritvo. Alright.
Future and Paul Shaw, Summer Haytov Shalom in
1975. So the Mige is effective that if he did it so then so he's yet said in view of the fact because you see why should Matzah Shel Tevel not be yet? So there are two possible reasons. One is the Gzeras HaKoshuv of Mesechel of Chometz Mishim Yisurim Mishpatechel of Chometz Yotze Zeh Shein Yisurim Mishpatechel Chometz Mishpatechel of Tevel. And let's say and the other is Mitzvah Bo Maver. Now, so as far as Mitzvah Bo Maver is concerned, so we saw that the Ramban says that regarding Tevel, Regarding Tevel, we do not say Midraise Mitzavomaneh. Why? Because it's the other Isaac. So it doesn't have the Shem Levi of Isaac, as we explained it yesterday. But with Rabbanon, it has. It is, there is a din of Mitzavomaneh. So the Ramban, when he says that on account of the fact that it's Yodel Sakin, so it's not, we can't apply the principle of Mitzvah Avera, it means we cannot apply it with Raisin, but with Rabbanon we can apply the principle of Mitzvah Avera, in spite of the fact that it's Yodel Sakin. So Mele, Mai, should also, with the Rabbanon, we should not be able to be eight, because of Mitzvah Avera. So we say, since it's Yodel Havgen Yichsei, So even though it has a Shem Levi, so it has a Shem Levi of Avera, but my, on account of the fact that it's Yodel Havkelich say, so even with Rabbonon it doesn't, it's not considered to have the Shem Levi of Isa. So that's only Shayach, the Eved, if he did eat the Matzah of Mai, so he's Yates. But Lechatchila, he has no Heter, there is no such Heter just because the other we have to say some melee, he should give in the heter. So then every Oshia should be allowed to eat my, because and the Aloch is only an oni is allowed to eat my, but an Oshia not, but every Oshia is the other to become an oni. So the other have to say only means that it doesn't have a Shemubai or Bisa. So maybe if he did eat that matzah of my, so he's yet to the but lechatchila to eat that he has no heter. That's one wash. Iname yetzin at lechatchila hoil bishor el ami v'achilas matzeh name mikva achilas aliyas. So it's not a wash in thesis that even lechatchila, since there is a heter by my to be eaten by noni and since by matzeh, so one has to eat the matzeh dafke derech aliyas. So mele the heter that a real oni has kol ashono, so every Jew has in regard to matzah, because in matzah there is a din that it has to be eaten derech hanis. So vis-a-vis achilas matzah, every Jew is to be considered an oni because of the mitzvah of lechamim. Achsanye, so Rashi says achsanye chayom ismalch in Yisrael hamutorah of me'ayoritz lizeno. So what kind of soldiers does it have reference to? Jewish soldiers. But Teitzve says, before it was Shalom Enochi, Goyim, not Jewish soldiers. So why is it put there? Because of the Tzirech. Because you can't defy the order of the Malchus of Goyim. So the Chachom Yomad. Now Teitzve says, before it was Shalom Enochi, how is it Rashi, explains it, not in accordance with the Yerushalmi, but there is no Kashi. In the Yerushalmi there is a Machlekes, whether Achsanye meet Achsanye Nochi, or Achsanye Yisroel. So apparently Rashi passed like Mandona in Yerushalmi, that it means Achsanye Yisroeli, and Teitzve's passed like Mandona in Yerushalmi, that it means Achsanye Nochi. Shechil Ogav Karakir, Achmona Menosh Nakes, Tein, so in other words, it cannot be paid. You cannot be paid the bikar. So hey, ikeset mashmuli dav. How do we know that not? Because rachmon amar v'nosan akeset v'komu. So we are mumayit kav. So Teisa says the kashe tein ikeset mashmuli dav ke monefsha. How can we be mumayit kav ke from keset? Either keset means keset in contrast to shabbat keset. In other words, money. I mean, of course, kesef doesn't mean dafke silver. It can be any coin, it can be a copper coin. But a coin, I mean, something that is used as money, as a medium of exchange. So if kesef means kesef mamish, not shabbat kesef, so he would be talking, he cannot be paid. But so that means shabbat kesef. We are in Yoshi, the shabbat kesef, kesef, just as we say, Dabi Masin, Yoshi, the rabbi shabbat kesef, Afilu Subi. So after the Kalkaname, so how can we deny that Kalkar from Kesef? Either Kesef has the connotation of Kesef Mamesh, Or if it means shavikese, so kach is also shavikese. V'nir olerim, v'yalpinom bichvaldu prato chval, yosef hamishosei chval, kesef prat, v'oyer lechoza v'keilu ha'amukha, v'keilu, ma prat v'fulo zeo ha'amtukim v'lomen, ha'kol to ha'amtukim v'lomen. Now it's not that Teitzves is making its own drosha. Teitzves is not authorized to make its own droshes. But Teitzves says that is shas in the Gemara. So in other words, this is what the Gemara means. The Gemara means the call of Katochon. V'chein muchach v'derech yeshpeh. Now, in Peyton, the Gavari Mishlom, the Kakoi, the Gavari, Poshet, the Gemara, the Deishe is v'cholei. So, because the two are mentioned together. So that Posik is mentioned in connection with Chemish. Now, who says like that? Why? Because the Nisachal is said. Because first was Chal. Now, how does Rashi explain it? Ha'ichu v'ul Makipurim, Sheyim, Potah v'chavus. The Nisachal is Makipurim, Chol HaOlisa Nebeh. V'invoi b'yei Nisnablo, Afil Hoche Oisa Asuro, Kidim Makipurim, Mishumei v'amnacha. So in other words, so Rav Shimon, there is a machlekit, Rav Shimon is a chachot in Rabon. Rabono, everybody agrees that a Nisachal is if it's neither a Nisamisik nor a Nisakel. But Rav Shimon holds that a Nisachal is even Nisamisik and even Nisakel. So it's a Nisachal is. Whereas the Rabbon say Nisamisik or Nisakel, so Isa is Halal. So Mela according to Rabbon of Rav Shimon, so he formed Nisachal Nevel in Akibur. So let's say he became Nevela before him. So the Isa Nevela was Halal on this Hatichet. Before the then when the sun Mabarak in Akipurim has said the water arises, so then the Isa of Kippur has to be Chal. But, so we say no, the Isa of Kippur is not Chal on this Hatichet, because it's Chal Isa, because the Isa of Vela was already Chal before, was already Chal. Mashaikin according to Rabbonon, when the sun Mabarak in Akipurim said the water arises, so that then the Isa in Makipurim is Chal, not has to be Chal not only on this Chatichet that is Nevele from Erev in Makipurim. It is Bichal on all the Chatiches of Yichlim in the world. So Mige, the Chayel, and other Chatiches, so maybe it's Chayel on this Chatichet. That's Kehle. But the Chatichet Shimen is Chelik on the Din of Kehle. So maybe it says, Yichlim in Makipurim is Pot. So Rashi was bothered by Kashi. So this became Nevela before Nikipur. So the Isa Nevela was Chal first. And when Yom Kippur begins, the Isa Nakipurim has to be Chal. So we say Isa Chal Isa. But suppose the Isa, suppose it became Nevela, it was Mason. The behemoth was made so being like a pony in the middle of the day. So the Isayim Kippur was Chal first, and then behemoth before he died. So how do we say? So why do we say Moich Nevela be like a pony is Potter and it's Mashma? So there are some who say in Echaname when it says Moich Nevela be like a pony Potter, there are some Rishenim who say so that is reference to the case where it became Nevela before Yom Kippur. But in Echaname, if it became Nevele and in Kippur in the middle of the day, so the Israel of Kippur was Chal first. So in Echaname is Chayim. Some Rishonim say like that. But Rashi holds no. That in as much as Rav Shimon says Stam, Hoichlo in Akipur in Potter. So it implies, even if it became Nevele and in Akipur in itself, so it's still Potter. How does Rashi explain? Vim boy beyond this nablo. After the whole hell it's a suro kid in Akipu. Shuniba Menachai. So before Yom Kippur, so it became Moser, Mitzalim Menachai. So when Yom Kippur began, when the son of Erev in Akipurim said, So then the Israel of Kippurim cannot be Chal on the Israel of Nachai of Nei. That's how Rashi says. So this is just a very strong Kashi in this Kashi. Pirush HaKuntz. A few minutes problem. Be'im HaKippurim. Be'chai la'alo Yisrael HaKippurim. Da'arei ha'be alo Yisrael Nachai. Because you're reading. Do Kippur ka Yisrael Nachai, what happened? Let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm a Kippurim, the Be'im HaDayim. Be'ilel. So then the Yisrael Nachai is spoken. So Yochel alo Yisrael HaKippurim, umvel basachas. Because the Basachas, the Shimon is made that he's a Chal HaYisrael. So the Mele, he became the Mele, if it's amazing, but you put in the morning. So Jew, the Yisrael of Yimlachai was Chal before he came back. Then when the son of Erem Yakipurim said, Lord Horizon, so the Yisrael of Yakipurim, the behemoth was still living, so the Yisrael of Yakipurim was not Chal on the Yisrael of Yimlachai. But then in the morning at 9 o'clock, when the behemoth died, so the Yisrael of Yimlachai was spoken. So at that time, it becomes the Beilet Sima Kippurim. So it's Basachas. So why is it not? It's a very strong cash. The Kippur Kai Yisrael Nachai, Yochal Yisrael Kippurim, Beilet Basachas. The Meide Rav Shimen, Yisrael Basachas. The Yuri Shlema, Afim Yisrael Ma Kippurim, Lo Yichai Lo Alo Yisrael Ma Kippurim. The Yisrael Shein Zobuach, Habe Beiname Mi Kore, Vakat Lo Yipok Kippurim. So that's the Yisrael Shein Tosei. The Yisrael Shein Tosei is in Shvues, in Chum, in Kupalev, in Shvues, in Kupalev, that Rizobachto implies an Isares. Rizobachto. In other words, you can only eat something that is Zobuach, but something that is not Zobuach, you cannot eat. So there are two things that are not Zobuach. Eilam Lachai is not Zobuach, and Nivel is not Zobuach. So Mele, insofar as this Isarase, this Lava Bodecho Ase is concerned, or Bein is Mucho, so there is a continuity. Now, so the behemoth Mechai in Erev in Kippur, before in Kippur, it was affected with the Yisrael of Eilis Ruch. Let's forget Eilam Lachai. So it was affected with the Yisrael of Eilis Ruch. Then, when the behemoth died, in Kippur in the morning at 9 o'clock, so that Yisrael is Ruch continues. From the point of view of Eilis Ruch, so there is no difference between the behemoth Mechayeo and the behemoth Lachamisoso. It continues to be in Israel. So the Mele, the Yisrael of Yimakipurim, is not Chal on the Yisrael of Yimakipurim, even though the Yisrael of Yimakipurim is in Yisrael. And this is love, so it doesn't matter. And it's a Chal on Yisrael. And it's a Chal on Yisrael. Alright. So that's alright according to Texas, but Rashi is definitely Chalik on Texas. Because if Rashi had agreed with Teitzves, so Rashi would say the same thing like Teitzves. Why doesn't Rashi say like Teitzves? So we have to say that Rashi is chilek on Teitzves holding that the Zobachto implies the Lava Bokhoa say that's the Yisrashite. But Rashi can hold that the Zobachto implies the Mitzvah Sese of Shchite. Not that it's a Mitzvah Tishach. In other words, if one, as the Rambam says, Kishiyir Tzelechel, Yishchet Kehle. So in other words, so it doesn't even imply according to Rashi and Yisrael of Eilis Ruch. So that's why Rashi is forced to explain it the other way. But then, Tesis Kashi is outstanding against Rashi. But when the behemoth dies in Kippur in the morning, so the Yisrael of Machai is Boka, then the Yisrael of Mele is to be Chal. But, so in Yakipurim also, Basachas, and Basachas Rav Shimon is made. Now, so we have to say, now Rashi is not difficult. Now, there is a Mandoma in the Bomez that Lamed Gimu, Bakapore, a little bit Rav Shimon. So says, we don't pass like that. But Bakapore, a little bit Rav Shimon says that according to Rav Shimon, so in Isachala, Isachala, Afiru, Bibasachas. Now, so this says the Kashi, Bibasachas. So, which Yisrael is Chal, which Yisrael is not Chal? So, Teisa says, the Yisrael Chomer. In other words, if one is more Chomer than the other, so when both Yisrael can take place with us, can take effect with us, achas, so the Yisrael Chomer is Chal. The Yisrael Chomer, now for example, what's an example, a classic example that Gemara mentions, he wants, of Shnei Yisrael with Asachas. If somebody is Mizane with his brother's wife, each is off. So you could say it's a Halalisa. So we say Bibasachas. Because when she became Kodeshes, so she became affected with the Isser of Ishishish and with the Isser of Ishishach. So it's chal. According to Bakapore, so it's not chal. So what is not chal? Which Isser? So it doesn't mean that neither Isser is chal. So the Isser of Ishishish is chal and the Isser of Ishishach is not chal. Why my chos is? The answer is because the Isser of Ishishish, relative to the Isser of Ishishach, is more chodo. Ishishish is Mrs. Best and Ishishach is only chos. Is only cause. So in other words, so there is one mandoma about Kapora, Limit Rav Shimon, that if Basachas, so we say in Issachar. So then Tesis points out, I mean, no one's chemical, of course, on this verse. So which is a Rishal? The Issachomo is Chal, the Issachishish is Chal, and the Issachishach is not Chal, is not Chal. So the Mela, of course, we pass that if Rav Shimon agrees that Issachar or Issachar Basachas. So what's the story? So it's not that the aloche, there is a special aloche. Bibasachas, we don't say the aloche of Yisachal Alisa. It doesn't apply. It's not that there is a special Zerzakosu. Bibasachas, the aloche of Yisachal Alisa applies only Bozeachaze and not Bibasachas. No, not the aloche. It's a story. Because if it's Bibasachas, so my chosis. So Bakapore says Yisachomo is hal. But those who are chilik and bakapore, they say, my chosis. Why? You cannot say, one is a yes, one is a no, my chosis. So that's why both is so rachal. But if there will be a spore as to why we should say, bibasachas, as to why one is more apt to be chal than another iser, then we'll apply that the concept of isachal iser, even we got bibasachas. Now, Abaye in chum, Abaye in Chum Daf Kuf Aleph says in Pirkei Avos Shehem, the Pirkei Avos Shehem. So he says that when one does a milocha and Yom Kippurim Shechali is b'Shabbes, so he's chayim b'chatos only for the Yisr of Shabbos, but not for the Yisr of Yom Kippur. We don't pass like Abaye. Why? Because it's Basachas. So both is so machal. When the son of Erev Yom Kippurim Shechaliyiz B'Shabbes says, so then both is so in the Yisr Meloch of Shabbos is chal, and in the same split second, the Yisr of Shabbos is chal, of Yom Kippurim is chal, and the Yisr of Shabbos is chal. But Abaye says, so maybe it's Basachas. Now Abaye also agrees that the Basachas, so Yisr is chal, Yisr. Still Abaye says, Chudav Kupalev, that when one doesn't roche in Makipurim Shechaliz B'Shabbes, so it's only Chai V'Chatos for Shabbos, not for Makipurim. But is it Basachas? So Abaye says, no, it's not Basachas. Why is it Basachas? Because Shabbos Breishis, Shabbos is Shabbos Breishis. So it doesn't require Maise Bez, Kiddush Bez. Masheike, Yom Kippurim requires Maise Bez, Kiddush Bez, because Shabbos Mekudeshes V'Imedes, Shabbos Breishis. But Yom Kippurim is contingent upon the Kiddush of Bez, Yad HaMishel, so it's Rechim Kiddush Bez. So the question, this is what Abaye says, so it's not considered Basacha. Now, so what's the Pshat in Abaye? That just because Yom Kippurim is contingent upon Kiddush Bez, and Shabbos is not contingent upon Kiddush Bez. By Borah from Kibbes Yema Shvi, by Kaddish I say. So it's Mikudish Meimim, from Sheishes in Ebreishis. So because of that, so it's not considered Vasachas. But as far as this Yom Kippur is concerned, so it's Imam is the same time. Bez was already Mikaddish. Whatever the Pshat Yom Kippurim Tzorach Kiddush Bez is, whether the Pshat Yom Kippurim Tzorach Kiddush Bez, we don't need that Yom Kippur. Oh, Miyadi, Hashem Tzorach Kiddush Bez. So there is a machlekes between the Rashbam and Rabbi Nechananel. There is a machlekes. What does it mean? Whether it means, according to Rashbam, Kiddush Bez means Kiddush Chedesh. Because every Yom Tev is a certain day in a certain month. Yom Kippurim, so the 10th of Tishrei. So in order to be the 10th of Tishrei, so you must be Mikadish the 1st of Tishrei. all the Pesach, the 15th of Nisan. So you must be Mekadosh the first of Nisan. That's the Rashbam's plan. But what is the better is may in Bulubasre, may she's in the name of Rabbi Hananel, that another pshat, that it's not only that Me'adei HaRishem Tzrichim Kiddush Besen because of Rosh HaKmoret Bulubasre is Me'adei HaRishem Tzrichim Kiddush Besen. It doesn't say Rosh HaKadoshim Tzrichim Kiddush Besen. So Rashbam says that's what it means, because you cannot have Me'adei HaRishem except on the basis of a certain day in the month. But mentioned the name of Rabbi Hananel. No, just as Rosh Chodeshim require Kiddush Besen, so Me'adei HaRishem also require Kiddush Besen. But where is Kiddush Besen? The answer is by Daber Meishe, it's Me'adei HaRishem of Bnei Yisrael. So Meishe Rabbeinu at that time, he was Meishe bin Kibshim Lechat Kohen. So Meishe Rabbeinu at that time was Mikadesh only on Tevi Matzif Kohadiris. Just as according to the Rambam. So Hillel Hasheni was Mikadesh all the Chodoshim in accordance with a certain Cheshem. So he was Mikadesh all the Chodoshim at Bias HaMashiach. So Meishe Rabbeinu was Mikadesh all the Yom Tevi Matzif Kohadiris, not at Bias HaMashiach, but Matzif Kohadiris at Ufinitu. There's the difference between the Kiddush by Hillel Hasheni and the Kiddush by Meishe Rabbeinu. Where is it mentioned that Meishe Rabbeinu was Mikadesh all the Miyadim Atzif Kohadiris Ad Infinitum by Dabi of Meishe is Madish of Israel? So whatever it is. But when this Yom Kippur began, so it's already long after the Kiddush Besen of Hillel, and long after the Kiddush, certainly long after the Kiddush Besen of Meishe Rabbeinu. So how can it be considered, how can Shabbos be considered Kedem, the Isa Shabbos? How can Isa Shabbos be considered as being Magdim itself to the Isa of Yom Kippur, just because it's based upon Kiddush Besen? The answer is there is no halacha that there is a basic distinction between Bozeach Hazeh and Bimasachas. Monefshach, if a Isa Chalal Isa, so it should apply even b'masachas too. But b'masachas, my chosis. You cannot say that neither is a ischa. So my chosis on me the boat is on my heart. But if you can conceive of a reason as to why one is a should be ha more than the other, then ichaname, then we can apply the concept of b'nisacha or isa even b'masachas. So that's the story, that's the oneness of Abai. Abai says, since Shabbos Bereishis is a Mitzvah Kiddush, so that means that Mishaches in Bereishis, since Bria Zeyuah, so it is destined that the Shabbos Bereishis should be have this Amloch. It's destined Mishaches in Bereishis. It's not based upon any Maise that was done in the world. So in Meilen there is Masheike Yom HaKippurim. Alright, it was already determined. It was determined by Meishe Rabbeinu. It was determined by the Maase of Kiddush of Hillel. So in Meilen it was already determined. But it isn't predetermined Mishaches in Bereishis, the Issa of Yom HaKippurim. Now it's determined, but it's not predetermined. Masha'ik in Shabbos, the Isa Shabbos, is not only determined now, it's predetermined. Because Shabbos Bereishis in Tzorach Kiddush, by Boruch HaLekidus in Mashvi Mekadoshis. So Mimele, it's predetermined. So there is more of a reason, according to Abaye, as why, now, why do we say, that if somebody does a Meloche on Shabbos, and Makipurim Shechalim in Shabbos, so he's Chayim Boruch HaTois. And we don't say Misachal Isa. Because my chosis, Sabaya says, no, we cannot say my chosis. There is a good reason as to why we should prefer the Isa Shabbos regarding Isa Yom Kippurim. I don't mean prefer in the sense of prefer. In other words, why one should be chal rather than the other? Because the Isa Shabbos is predetermined. And the Isa Yom Kippurim is determined, but it's not predetermined. Some in Meile, but we don't pass like a bite. Because it's the same thing. Masha'ikin in this case, Mashiachin in this case, where this behavior, so the behavior was alive, let's say, for many months before Yom Kippur. And let's say the behemoth was born, let's say, on the day after Yom Kippur of the previous year. So Mimele, on that day after Yom Kippur of the previous year, so when the behemoth was born, so the Yisrael of Ibn Lachai was chal on that behemoth. And it was chal on that behemoth, and the behemoth continued to live until this coming in Kippur, 9 o'clock in the morning, when the baby dies, be 11. So true. At 9 o'clock in the morning, when the baby died, so the Yisrael of Ibn Lachai was spoken. And immediately, the Yisrael of Nevelu was chal. But it's not only that the Yisrael of Nevelu was chal 9 o'clock in the morning. It was destined. Even before Yom Kippur. So this behemoth was destined to become affected. First of all, it was destined to die, the behemoth. The behemoth was not destined to live forever. So Mimele, while the behemoth was affected with the Yisrael of Ibn Nachai, it was destined to become affected immediately upon its death with the Yisrael of Nevela. With the Yisrael of Nevela. So Mimele, and it was destined, let's say, that immediately upon the termination of the Yisrael of Ibn Lachai, that the Yisrael of Nevela should be found. It was destined that the moment the Yisrael of Ibn Lachai is broke up, when will the Yisrael of Ibn Lachai be broke up? When he dies. It was destined to die. We didn't know, no one knew exactly when it will die. But all the time that it was affected with Yisrael Nachai, so it was destined that the moment the Yisrael Nachai is spoke up, so Memele, that the Yisrael Nevela would be chalat. Would be chalat. The same moment. It was not determined whether that moment of death will occur on Yom Kippurim or it will occur on some other day of the year. But it was destined to become affected with the Yisrael of Nevele the moment he dies, the moment the Yisrael of Ibn Lachai is broken. So Nevele, it can be considered that while actually the Yisrael of Nevele was not chal on the behemoth as long as the behemoth was alive, but potentially you can say in a potential state, so the Yisrael of Nevele was already chal before, potentially, not actually. Actually not. Actually, so the Yisrael of Nevele, if it turned out that the behemoth died on the Yom Kippur morning, so actually both Yisurim were chal at the same time. But there is one difference. In regard to the Yisrael of Nevele, so potentially it was chal before, not actually. Actually, the Yisrael of Nevele was chal at the same time as the Yisrael of Yom Kippur, but potentially it was chal before. Potentially it was chal before. Masheike, the Yisrael of Yom Kippur came later. So even potentially it wasn't chal before. So Nevele, because of that, Rashi says that even if it was Nisnablo, Yom Kippur. So we don't say that the Yisrael of Yom Kippur is Kodim, because until it was Nisnablo Yom Kippur, so the Yisrael of Yom Lachai is Kodim. And then when it's Nisnablo Yom Kippur, so both are Masachas, but there is a special reason. We do not say by Chosis here. Because potentially, so the Yisrael of Nevele was also Chal before, potentially. But that's not enough. But since both Yisurim are Chal Masachas, and as far as the Yisrael of Nevele, so potentially it was Chal before, so Nevele, there is a good reason as to why we should prefer the Yisrael of Nevele as against the Yisrael of Nevele. This is what this does. Now from this Gemara, now there is, I mean, I don't know from the Gemara, I have a sugya against the Bezalel. Now, actually, the Gemara that Lamed Gimel in the Bome says, this is the Pashtus HaGemara. The Bezalel is another pshat. But the Pashtus HaGemara is that there is a machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yezi. Both agree that the Nisach HaLavisa. But there is still a machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yezi. So first of all, from that Gemara it appears there is a machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yezi in regard to Nisach HaLavisa. So Rav Shimon holds the Nisach HaLavisa even Nisach HaLavisa. Whereas Rav Yezi holds the Nisach HaLavisa, but by Nisach HaLavisa if he says HaLavisa. But then, from the Pashtus HaGemara in Gomez, it's Mashma that there is another machlokes. Because according to Rav Yezi, so even when it's not a Nisach HaLavisa, even when it's not a Nisach Kela, so there Rav Yezi agrees that the Nisach HaLavisa. But Kevgenei Sevi Rishonim Lo. In other words, suppose you have one Roshe who was Eve or just one Nisach. And you have another Roshe who was able to Isurim, but the two Isurim he was able in the name of Elisach HaLisach. So we cannot be able these two individuals, these two Rishonim in the same case. Because one is a Roshe Chamor and one is a Roshe Kal. One was able just one Isurim. So he's a Roshe Kal, relatively speaking. The one was able to Isurim, but Elisach HaLisach, so he's a Roshe Chamor. So what, according to Rabbis? So we cannot be cave there in one king. According to Rav Shimon, we can be cave there in one king. That's the Gemara that's from the Gemara in one. So what's the pshat? That according to Rav Yezi, a Nisach HaLisa only implies that it's not Chal Gabi Onshi, but the Nisach is Chal, but we cannot give him the two Onshi. That's the whole aloha of a Nisach HaLisa. Whereas, some maybe is in cave and they say, so it's cave and they say, we show you more. So that was, so the one who was able to Yisur, even though it's a Nisach HaLisa, so he cannot be chayiv to Chatois. He cannot be chayiv to Chatois. Masheike, but he was able both Yisur. Let's say she's both Achis Isho and Ishisach. But one was chal before. And let's say, so if we say that Nisach HaLisa, Nisach Kewel, so Nisach of Achis Isho is chal Nisach of Ishisach. If we say that the Yisach HaLisa is a Messi, so the Yisach of Ishesach is Chal and the Yisach of Chesish. But suppose we say the Yisach HaLisa, baby Kelo, baby Messi, so maybe it doesn't make a difference. So it's not Chayev, we should both, it's not Chayev two Chatois, it's only Chayev one Chatos, whatever was came first, if the Yisach of Achesisho took effect first, so it's Chayev, and then she became an Ishisach, so then it's chayav only for Achis Isho. If she became an Ishisach first, but the Ishisach, because his brother married her first, and then he married the sister of the wife. So it's chayav Mishum Ishisach. So it's chayav Mishum Ishisach. But, so the, and it's not chayav Chatos Mishum Achis Isho. But, according to Rabbi Yezi, so even if we say Nisach HaLisa, so, but, and Nisach there is, but there is no Onshi, so maybe it's Kevin and Nisach HaLisa. According to Rabbi Shimon, we are not Kevin and Nisach HaLisa. So, maybe this Gemara is all right. Now, we cannot ask, how does the Gemara say that this price, according to Rabbi Shimon, why? Because the price said there is a rule of comments. Mishi so shvati chol chomet. Yotzo zeh shi so shvati chol chomet. El shvati chol chetevel. El shvati chol tevel. So there is no isa chomet. But came when they said the shalom mulim. So there is an isa chomet. There is no einish. Why is the einish important? Is the einish important? The einish is important. As long as there is an isa chomet, yes einish or no einish. So in mele, there is. So this Sakosu shouldn't apply. So that's no kasha. Because the Gemara of Kepris Moshoi Gmur and Nizot, Gemara says only Alun Rav Yezi, but Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, it's not Kepris Moshoi Gmur. So that means that according to Rav Shimon, an Isser Halal Isser implies that there is no Isser altogether. The second Isser is not Hal at all. Not that it's not Hal. It's not Hal Gavyonshin. It's not Hal, period. So, but the Beis Halevi in Simon Malay, so he says, he's Mechadish Echidish. He says that even Rav Shimon holds that Isser is Hal and Isser, but only Gavyonshin. But Rav Yitzchak holds, even though the Gabi Onshin is not Chal, and he's not Chayav Boit Onshin, but it's still Kibbutz Nisim Rishonim Mulim. So Rav Shimon says, no, inasmuch as the Gabi Onshin is in Yisachal Yisrael, so the second Yisrael is not Chal, vis-a-vis Onshin, so mainly we cannot be Kibbutz Nisim Rishonim Mulim. But the second Yisrael is Chal, but we are not Kibbutz Nisim Rishonim Mulim. In view of the fact that he doesn't get both onshin, so maybe we will not keep him and say we're showing bully. So then the kasha is, so Moravshach, if we assume that even according to Rav Shimon, so the second Yisrael is Chal, so the Yisrael Chometz is Chal on Yisrael Tevel, but we're not keep him and we're showing bully. So why is keep him and we're showing bully important in regard to the halacha of Yotzeh, she is Surah Shaltei Chometz, but there is Mishim Baltei Chometz. So in other words, so I have a kasha against the Beis Halevi and Sisso. Alright. Now, Tor Rabon, Yochei Mitzot Mechivosit, Maiz Hashem in Yerushalayim, Talmei Malachalei, Mishinechel Vanin, Yotzeh, Shinechel Vanin, Elo Bissimche, so he darshins the posik of Lachameinu as see if an aleph had been written instead of an ayin. An ayin is written, but he darshins it as see if an aleph had been written. As if an aleph had been written. You have to say, she nechol vaninus al visimche, viva vizamili, rabakirei meir, matzis, matzis, ribo. Why does the Torah have to repeat matzis? Ribo. So he's memar. So in other words, even Maisa Shem, אם כן אתה מובן מה הולך עליני, פרט לי, זו שנראו שביין משם לבש, את מצא השיר, מה הייתה עם הדבר הכיבה? מי כסיר לך עליני? עוני כסיר. רבי איזה אמרו לי, מי קרינון? עוני, אוי מי קרינון. ורב הכיבה, היי מי קרינון באוי מי כדי שמואל. אתה אומר שמואל, לחם אוי מי, לחם שאין עוד ומר. נה לרשי, משנה אנחנו מבינים שמתלוח לקשיינה. דרויש לי לחם אוי, אסיף את הבמות מלנאו. ומאי סשני, מנחו בנימוס, יחסיב, הוא יחל תדעי נאמר. מי כשיבאי לי בבור, ותשמע מלאי לי, שאין לו דבור, שגאים לי מולו פסחלר, ואים לי מולו פגוד. This is what Rashi says. I mentioned that when I learned how it's off. But, רבי חנן אל, ואירד, in our Pesachi, he says Matzuzu Shamoich. So he discussed it there, because according to Rashi, so the Rashi agreed. So he said at that time that Rashi agrees in the Shita of Admesad Yigoyer and the Chumash Arosh that the mitzvah of Agodah is not an independent mitzvah, but it's a concomitant of Matzah. So. Babuzel Amarto, Mishosh, Mishmato, Mom, Nochem, whatever. So according to Julius Arosh, so it implies that the mitzvah of Agode, Sibetias, Mitzrayim, Pesach, Naif, is not an independent mitzvah. It is a concomitant of Matzah. So let's say, when someone can't eat Matzah, let's say, like so many Jews in Russia, so there is no chilul of Sibetias, Mitzrayim, Malayim, of Agode. So we may learn, that's why so Rashi agrees with the Sheik of the Rosh and Babuzel Yigoyim. So he says she gave us a halay or gave us a godet. But Rabbi Hanan or the Mitzvah Shem is a Rambam. That Hagode, Sibirit Yis Mitzrayim, Pesach Night, Begali for Bin Chosach, Hasayim, 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 Mitzrayim, is an independent mitzvah. So Mele, he cannot say, she gave us a halay or a godet, why do we have to resort to the Pesach of Lachameini? So it's because it's a special mitzvah, Begali for Bin Chosach, Hasayim, Hasayim. So he says, so the Rambam says matzah zushanayich, matzah zushanayich. In other words, the achilas matzah has to be coupled with the declaration as to the tam of matzah. All right. My time of kibbeh mixi vachmeili onikzi. Rabbi Zehakuli mikrim oni So he says,
Samurai Tapshin Lama, 1975, second Shurin, Kol Shaw, continued.
From the Braise, the Xerasakosov doesn't tell us. The Xerasakosov doesn't tell us the deep the matze is such a matze, the deep if it can be chometz, so it would involve another Issa.